الهرب.
Considered ball game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America. Gifts of the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
Tonight is Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of Protection Incorporated, the Green Hornet strikes again.
By dealers in fruits and vegetables, foreign delicacies, and special foods for holidays. A large car turned into the street and moved slowly until it reached Cartoon's Market. No one noticed the small object that flew from the car window toward the food store. The car suddenly leaped ahead with a great surge of power and speed. A moment later, a blast shook the neighborhood.
Read all about the province.
Well, good morning, Gallagher.
Hey, Miss Kate. Mr. Reed in?
Are you surprised?
Yeah, I am surprised. Don't tell me that last night's bombing got him down to the office before noon.
Something got him here. It might have been the bombing. Oh, but look, then again, sometimes Britt Reed tries very hard to do as his father wants.
Sometimes. But only sometimes. If he'd hit the ball all the time like the old man did, he might make a publisher. I'll never forget when I was made city editor.
Can you remember that far back?
Yes, I can remember that far back. Mr. Reed's office?
Yeah. Experts with it.
Well, he don't count. Hey, Mr. Reed.
Oh, Gallagher, I'm glad you're here. I was just going to buzz you.
Well, I got something on my chest, but you talk first.
Axel and I were just talking about that bombing last night.
Yeah?
I had a theory about it, didn't you?
That ought to be good.
Well, Gallagher, after the last war, there was a regular wave of racketeer bombings and shootings. Do you remember?
Roaring Fenny? Yeah, I remember.
I was telling Reed about him.
Do you suppose we're going to have to go through the same thing all over again?
That's Axford's theory.
Hey, Daddy Gunnigan, I'm glad you asked that.
Axford's not talking to my attention. Here, look at this picture.
It's a picture I had at home. It's a lug I helped you in a long time ago.
Dynamite Fletcher. I remember him. Did you help follow him, Axford?
That I did. That's when I was on the cops.
Fletcher went down for a 10 to 20 stretch.
And he done the limit. And he got out a couple of years ago and dropped out of sight.
Well, we had a scoop when he got out, I remember.
Axford says that last night's Cartoon bombing and the earmarks of the old Fletcher gang.
It was the same technique, Hogan. The cops found hunks of iron pipe. And that's the way Fletcher used to make his bombs. He'd load a hunk of 2-inch pipe with dynamite and a cap. A hunk of fuse was lighted, and the works were tossed out of the cannon.
The ends were plugged, of course.
The ends of what?
Of the iron pipe!
Here's the point, Doctor. With a lot of food control system and a lot of money in circulation, the specialty shops are going to do a whale of a business this year.
They did a whale of a business in Thanksgiving, Trey.
Exactly. And it'll be even bigger between now and Christmas. The field is ripe for a fruit bite.
And that's the theory of the mastermind?
Yeah. How did you do it, Mr. Gunnigan?
I also deduce that Dynamite Fletchers may be behind the rocket.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go out and find Dynamite Fletcher for the cops?
That's a fine idea.
Oh, look, Mr. Reed, seriously.
Seriously, Gunnigan. I want the Daily Sentinel to make big things of Axford Theory. Let's make such a noise that the police will give that Sarkozy bombing all they've got. Let's make this city too hot to hold any of those rockets the Ray Tom a few years ago. Give it a double column editorial and 12-point type. In addition to that, mark the 2-column item on page 1.
If you want it, Gunnigan, I'll write something up for you.
Actually, maybe I can write it myself. Of course, I've only been on the desk for 20 years, and I might be able to stagger through.
Well, if you have any trouble, let me know.
Oh, I give up.
Johnny really seems upset about something.
Yes, he seems to be.
Maybe that woman got under his skin.
Bobby, here you, give me a rewrite on this.
Okay, Gunnigan.
Take this to the composing room and don't get lost on the way.
Yes.
Dave, cut this down to 2 sticks. Cut us straight the first page for the next edition. Oh, give me them all.
2 sticks, Gunnigan, but that means...
I didn't get 2 sticks. And you... Hey, Jake, give me a 4-column head and a 2-column drop on composing.
Oh, where's the mall?
What's the matter? They all dead down there.
What's happened, Gunnigan?
Oh, Reed wants noise about the Katoji bombing, and I'm going to give it to him. Hello. Well, it's about time. Listen. See if you can stay awake long enough to dig out the files on Dynamite Fletcher. Yeah. Dynamite Fletcher. Gang leader and hoodlum from the Roaring Twenties. F like in Funny Bones. L like in Lollapalooza. E like in Bitter End. T like in Tic Tac
Toe. Well, boy, did you see my picture of the Daily Sentinel?
That's an old picture, Fletcher. You don't look anything like that nowadays.
Maybe I should have a booze business.
Tomorrow. In every stop in town looking for you to answer questions.
The bombing last night sure got the Sentinel stirred up.
Maybe we better lay low for a few days, huh, Fletcher?
Lay low, my. I should throw a war when things don't emerge. We've got a gold mine between now and Christmas. We're going to dig for all the world.
The cops respect you, Fletcher.
So what? Did I look anything like an old PJ?
No.
Like I did when they let me out of prison?
No, you don't. That doc sure did things to you,
sir. That should be. Here's a list of the fruit dealers that have already signed up in our particular division. They'll have a payment ready every week.
There's a lot of them that don't understand what we mean. It's a protective organization.
There's two in particular that won't understand. Some of the examples of those two. Here's the location.
You want us to give them the gas plant treatment?
Yeah, tonight. Give them the same as Cartuzzi got.
The Sentinel and the cops ain't gonna like it. As if we care.
Get in there!
Oh, Mr. Reed, isn't there some way the police can stop such things? Look at this art.
I thought, Mr.
Two people were killed by the bombing, and a little kid was seriously hurt by the car those rats had dropped.
Yes, I know.
Maxford's more certain than ever that there's a new racket.
There probably is. All three of the places that have been hit were food markets.
Well, if the police suspect this man, this dynamite Fletcher, why don't they pick him up?
They're looking for him. The trouble is, they won't get any place if they find him.
Why won't they?
Well, it'd be the real story in this case. Proof. There's a wide gap between knowing a man is guilty and getting proof that a smart lawyer can't trick.
Oh, darn. I wish there was some way to lick these crooks and their conniving lawyers.
And the red tape of the law.
Hello, Fred.
Hey, Red.
This is the dynamite torture.
I knew I shouldn't have stayed so long in this case's office. How are you?
Oh, fine.
In this case, this is Rance Talbot, and he's selling insurance.
Oh, here's my card, Miss Case. We're in the market for rent.
I'll just add it to my collection.
Oh, I like that.
It seems that half the men in our class went into insurance.
Oh, but seriously, Brett, I want
them off office, Brett.
Thanks.
It's great to see you. But I'm not going to do business with you.
Oh, I'm the level, Brett. Have you all you need?
Dad set up a portfolio for me.
Okay, fella. I'll let it go at that. See, Brett?
No,
sir. How do you like publishing?
Oh, it's all right.
You've run it down on the racketeer bombings. I heard you had a big spread yesterday, but today's even better.
Well, that's gonna get. Me and a guy named Axford are all steamed up about racketeers rearing their ugly heads again.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of something.
Yeah?
Does your firm carry a policy that would protect those fruit dealers against accidents?
Yeah, we have a policy. But it's high price.
Well, it's cheaper than repairs to a bond building.
Oh, sure.
Why don't you go right down the list of the fruit dealers? Those men need insurance as ever before.
But, Brett, I'm specializing in...
I know that. But you don't object to picking up a few extra bucks, do you?
No, but...
I'll bet you could knock off a dozen sales between now and 5 o'clock.
Oh, now wait.
Or at least half a dozen. I bet on it.
You bet on it, huh? Well, that's something. What's your bet?
Calling me, eh?
Went out for a shot, huh?
All right. I'll tell you what I'll do, Rance. If you make an honest to gosh effort and can't sell at least 6 accident policies to fruit dealers, I'll let you write me up for an extra 10,000.
Make it 20,000, I'll make a stab at it.
15.
Done.
But you've got to make an honest effort.
I will.
I won't know whether you do or not.
All right, come with me if you want to.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have Mike Axford go.
Who's he?
He used to be a cop.
Oh?
Before Dad went west, he hired Axford as a bodyguard for me. I keep him busy covering the news at police headquarters.
Well, bring him on, I'll see what I can do. But remember, if I don't make 6 deals, I write you up for 15 grand.
Rance didn't suspect that Fritz's sudden idea was born in the interest of the Green Hornet. He didn't realize that Fritz carried Michael Oxford's report home that evening and went over it very carefully with Cato.
It looks as if I'll have to buy a policy for Ryan.
Yes, Mr. Good.
According to Axford's reports, he made a sincere effort, but only 4 sales. These dealers are afraid of the racketeers. That means they have not joined a protective organization.
Oh, I see.
I think this evidence. These are men who weren't the least interested in what Rance had to offer. Do you know what that means?
I'm not sure.
It means that they're paying for protection. They feel they don't need insurance. They're the ones we're going to call on. Come on. Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Rick Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as a hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, the streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
But we pressed the button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness. Who had been terrorized by the Dynamite Cluster Gang and their Detective Association. In the living quarters behind his small shop, Mr. and his wife were expressions of worry. Their concern would have been even greater had they known that the much feared Green Hornet was at that moment moving toward them through the dark sky street.
Laura, don't you love him, Dr. Ross?
You're the maniac, aren't you? Just because he wouldn't stay?
Yeah, he'd be lucky. He'd be almost ready. He doesn't know what he said.
Why do you protect him? Oh, please. He's going to get the money for tonight, the plane. $60 every week. $60 every month.
Yeah, he's got to pay. The more money he's got to charge for three. He's on reserve, Laura.
What's the money? So close to other places.
Laura, other places got charged more too. They will pay like us. Yes. And we pray to go to police.
You know they are not good men.
No, no, but what we do? Cartel is already dead, Laura. Hospital in hospital, you place them down. We got our lives to think of.
Yes, Mr. O'Hara.
No!
But not so. Who are you?
He's the one that called Green Hornet.
I came to speak about your payment.
Payment? What?
You've been promised protection for your store, haven't you?
Yes, yes, but you not be man who told me about pay. You be not man who told
me. I'm the one who's here now.
$15, it is not true.
I'm here to tell you how to pay.
But this man, he's homeless. He pay each on Friday, I believe.
Yes, I listen. We don't want to come here to the left. We'll send the money to the address on his card. Understand?
I send it, I promise.
If you don't, you'll know that the son of Pasquale, Pasquale, and a few others.
No. Do not do it. We will pay.
I say money, I swear I will.
See that you get it there ahead of time. And one thing more. Don't tell the cops anything. If you do, I'll know about it. Then you might have an accident. Remember that?
Yes, yes, I remember. But don't worry, sir.
Very well. We'll have no trouble unless you make it. The next man on the left. The name is Lopez, 2 blocks long.
Name of a dog. Who is your horn?
Take it easy, Lopez. I'm here to tell you how you're going to pay. Follow all this paper and you'll not be hurt. Green Hornet struck terror to the hearts of a number of people whose names were on his list. After his final call, he opened the Black Beauty wide and turned on the weird sounding horn. Then everyone knew that Green Hornet had been in action. A few days later, Fred and Parker were in a furious rage when they reported to Dynamite
slipped, and we didn't collect a red cent.
This is a double cross.
Oh, honest, Foster, then. Green Hornet beat us to it.
Green Hornet?
Yes, the Hornet's bucking in our game. He told his guy that he was a big boy.
Well, that's the person.
We've got something, though.
It's hard. The Hornet left him and told the dealers to send cash to our address every week.
Green Hornet. Yeah,
that's pretty true. What a tough time, boss, but we made those guys talk.
So, of course, we sent him to our address every week, eh? I guess you don't figure we'll be able to get any information from those two things.
Sure. Any guy will screw up when he sees his wife in danger.
Why is starting to match with a watch at that address? Yes, get that green hornet. This time he slipped up. Slipped heavy.
That evening, Michael Austin rushed excitedly into police headquarters, waving a letter at a friend, Sergeant Burke.
Cash! Holy crow, man! Give me all of this! It's the best tip you ever got.
Axel, you crazy banshee, take it easy. Tell me what it's all about.
The Green Hornet, that's what?
What? The Green Hornet, that's it?
This week, her graph, the guy can be found. It tells, too, that he's the guy who was heading his roof right.
Look, Greg, I should. Here, let me see that.
You bet it's true.
Maybe Dynamite Fletcher is the Green Hornet.
How'd you get this? He came to the office. And I mean, without all day and time. And Gregory turned it over to me. It was like he sent a one of the victim.
Yeah, this sounds like the bird who wrote it to me. What are you talking about, all right?
True. That's just what I told Gregory.
We're going to that address.
That's just what I was going to suggest. You wouldn't be asked. Just the two of us. There's a lot of constant and fast attention. We've got to go and quiet and wait until that harm comes in. But you know them.
I'll have a squad waiting nearby.
Yeah. It's kind of good, isn't it, doesn't it?
It's
Walter, that's where the water would have
gone. I can look. That's good. You're not booking. You could have a chart.
Have a chart, maybe.
Hey, boss, you ain't taking no chances, are you?
Listen, man. I want that guy moved right down.
I'm the guy for the job.
His worries, man. Try to get rid of the green hornet. We'll collect that reward to send us off and phone. That won't be bad either.
I don't prefer the profit, I'm sure.
But sort of a trap could have been.
I know, but that worries.
Yeah, that green hornet ain't superhuman. He's chopping, so talking will give him just like it would anybody else.
I don't chop it again. I'll try to do it. If he's not here, he'll get inside the pair of wagon pool. The lights inside. Lisa sent me. You sure you got the right address?
Yeah.
It is. I've got a key to look at any of this key. Got it?
Yeah. I found a light that you can look at our
own right, stupid. God's side with me on the stage.
Stop it! Quick, the gun!
All right, you spawn team! Oh, my hands!
Spawn, grab that gun. Let it loose on those guys.
There you go. Let's go.
I got this one.
Turn back in, drop your gun.
Wait,
let's take the eye.
That's cops
is right. And you fellas come here for your mayor.
Now, listen, boys, you got us all wrong.
Get that light on this one, Todd. He's the one that called special.
Oh, wait a minute.
Save it, Mr. Fontaine.
That's him.
He's the one that wanted us.
Here comes the other lad.
We got him.
A fresh shot.
Did you nail the driver of that car?
No, sir.
This is special. He's wanted.
Well, well, well. Oh, you changed,
Whitley. Now, wait, listen to me, boys. We come here not to catch a green hornet.
Tell that to the judge.
Tell it to the Marines.
Tell it to the people that sent this gold.
Here, Flanagan, you and Cohen take these envelopes. Pick up all the people that's got their name inside and bring them to headquarters, right?
Now, wait, listen to me. This is the first of
you got on the
shut up or I'll give you one on the noggin.
Now, come along. We got to get to headquarters and get ready for company.
He's the one from first time.
Me? I remember him. He told us we have to sign up or we'll be sorry.
That is the guy I pay off.
No, you're the one who come to the
truck and move it. We got 'em cold. We've got bullets from the machine gun, and they match the ones from the cartoja job.
Oh, Charlie,
what's more, that bird who got his face changed, that bird's fingerprints match Fletcher.
We got 'em cold, and we've a dozen witnesses. The only trouble is, where did the green harness fit into the picture?
Hey, Daddy Reed, you know, I was right both ways.
How do you mean that?
Well, Fletcher was involved in that first racket, and Paul was the green harness.
Oh?
Parker and Spud were Fletcher's two faces. They'll all take a murder rap.
Sure.
But there's something I can't figure out.
Yes, sir.
From the stories we got, it is seen that Green Han was in the rocket too. But it's all seen he was.
Oh? That's fraternity. Is the rocket really smashed?
Look, I'm scared to be this fucking wide open.
Well, then that's the big thing. It's all that really counts. Why worry about the Green Hornet?
Worry? Golly, Dean, who's worrying?
Thank you.